Hello, everybody. We will call to order the Board of Equalization for Utah County, December 14th, 2023. Looks like we have a fairly concise agenda, only 8 items. Today, it looks like Commissioner Sakovic will not be able to join us, so I will suspend the rules so that I can second motions, and we'll start with our first agenda item.
Motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes 2-0. Item number 2.
Motion to approve the assessor approved report.
I will second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes 2-0.
Motion to approve the BOE hearing process report. Item 3.
I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
That passes 2-0. Next, we've got approve or deny classification change from secondary residential to primary residential for the parcels listed. Are there any questions on that?
I had none of those 37 pages. Anything we should know from your office? Okay, motion to approve.
I'll second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes 2-0. Item number 5, approve or deny petition to the Board of Equalization for filing after the deadline for property valuation. Bert Harvey, we'll start with that. Do you have a 60-second summary for us?
60. How about 10 second?
We, sounds great.
The auditor's office would recommend for the next 3 approval on the basis of factual error if the assessor's office agrees. So for you can put that in the bank for the next 3.
All right. Well, deferring to Bert number 1. Bert number 1, do you agree that there is a potential factual error for the next 3?
There's a potential factual error. I'm sorry. Bert Kirkland, County Assessor. The property owner had an appraisal done. The basement sketch does not match our basement sketch. It's hard to verify a basement just without going into the property. So it is a little unusual way the appraiser sketched the basement. It doesn't cover the full first floor, main floor. Usually the basement cup is underneath the full floor, the main floor. But for some reason, the appraiser, on their appraisal, the basement doesn't cover the whole space of the main floor, which happens occasionally, but it's not that common. So, but there's enough consideration that we would be fine granting the late appeal. We're not sure if it was right or wrong, but we can investigate it.
So that's for number 5?
This is item 5 on the 6,152
yes.
square feet.
What about 6 and 7?
Those are auditor's questions, I think.
6 is.
6 I. Excuse me.
6 is.
Both 6 and 7 were.
6 is about a surgery.
Oh, sorry. Yes. 6 is a recommendation of approval based off of extraordinary circumstances. My apologies.
Pardon?
Yeah.
Okay. And then 7 is another factual error.
Okay. So
they raise questions about notification, but that is really inconsequential to the fact that they're actually raising a factual error question about a level of completeness on the property as of January 1.
I didn't investigate that much because I was focusing more on the fact that they said they didn't get a notice.
Yeah, the notice issue to us is not compelling. If it was just based on the notice issue, we'd recommend not approval, but they are raising a factual error issue in the level of completeness. They're saying the property wasn't completed until August.
Oh, yeah.
So.
We could open that up.
Okay, so we're comfortable with approval on those 3 then.
Yeah.
Motion to approve item 5, 6, and 7.
I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes 2-0. Item number 8, approve or deny application for review by the Board of Equalization, excuse me, of the Farmland Assessment Act.
Diane Garcia. Diane Garcia, Assessor's Office. This is a continuation from last month, and this was taken off Greenbelt. Thank you. Taken off Greenbelt due to not having enough acres in agriculture production, and he was going to convert to urban farming. He does have an application. He has not gotten it returned. We would just recommend that it be denied, and then he can get on urban farming, and then he can arrange the deferment or the payment of the portion that didn't go to urban farming through the green folder, through the commission.
Okay. Is there anybody online to speak to that or anybody here in person?
Yeah, and Bert, for your information, in the last meeting, he outlined the property, and there's no way it could qualify for green belt, in my opinion. No. It would be really, okay. They'd have to remove everything under the foundation.
And just confirm there's no one online attending to speak to this, so.
Okay.
They'll proceed with urban farming. So motion to deny.
I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes 2-0.
And motion we adjourn.
Second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned.